The Iowa Hawkeyes landed two wrestlers in Saturday night's finals and came away with one champ. A referee's decision sparked some controversy in the 133-pound championship as Iowa's Tony Ramos caught Ohio State's Logan Stieber on his back but was not awarded points. The Iowa coaches called for a video review, but the referee's decision went unchanged.
The call upheld.
Stieber went on to beat Ramos 7-4. The Hawkeyes had a better outcome at 157.
A champion for Iowa, Derek St. John.
After finishing second last year, junior Derek St. John beat Northwestern's Jason Welch 3-2 to earn his first national title.
It's awesome. Something I've been working the last 4 years for. And finally got it. It's unbelievable.
Two other Hawkeyes joined Ramos and St. John as All-Americans. Mike Evans finished sixth at 174, while Ethan Lofthouse finished fifth at 184. Iowa State University served as the host school for the tournament, and three Cyclones made it to the medal stand. Mike Marino, Kyvan Gadson, and Matthew Gibson.
We're young still. We have three All-Americans, two returning. And we have a group of young men in the room that are just as capable.
That's Iowa State coach Kevin Jackson. Northern Iowa placed two wrestlers on the medal stand. Senior David Bonet placed fourth at 157, and junior Ryan Loader finished seventh at 184. UNI coach Doug Schwab was hoping for a few more All-Americans.
We're always looking for a little bit more. I mean, that's just got to be the mentality. But our young guys are hungry, and they saw it. I mean, almost our whole team was down here. So they saw it. They understand what it's going to take to get there, and they better plan on being there next year.
In the team race, Penn State won their third consecutive national title. Iowa finished fourth, Iowa State 11th, and UNI 15th. Meanwhile, Cornell's Kyle Dake became the first wrestler to win four titles at four different weight classes. From Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, Radio Iowa, I'm Pat Curtis.